In Colorado, as many as 4 oil and gas-related measures could be on the ballot this November. 2 are backed by environmentalists, 2 by industry-supported groups. Today is the deadline for signatures to get those measures on the ballot. Grace Hood from member station KUNC reports.
It's the moment many have grown to hate outside their favorite grocery store or shopping mall this summer.
Hello. Are any of you registered to vote here in Colorado?
Including Veronica Canto of Denver, a registered independent. On one day, Canto was approached by signature gatherers 3 separate times while visiting the downtown 16th Street Mall.
They come up and out of nowhere, you're like, oh man.
Canto works in the education field and says she hasn't had a lot of time to research oil and gas development.
The only reason I thought about fracking today for like the 2 minutes after maybe that they left was because they had asked me.
You have both sides of the fracking issue, and they're putting out their talking points, and they're spending lots of money trying to persuade the electorate to their views.
Kyle Saunders is a political science professor at Colorado State University.
And all that conflicting information can really muddy the issue for voters.
Sometimes voters don't know what the petition they're signing actually stands for. Governor John Hickenlooper had hoped to pass legislation that would stave off some of the ballot measures, but those efforts stalled mid-July. Lately, Coloradans who don't normally think about energy are being deluged with messages by groups with very different agendas. So what exactly do they talk about when they talk about fracking? A few blocks away on the 16th Street Mall, signature gatherer Jessica Cerise is at work for the pro-environment group Coloradans for Safe and Clean Energy.
And we need your help so that we can get it on the ballot this November.
You hold that?
Absolutely. And I'll
fired up, Patrick Klimper signs a measure that would increase setbacks between wells and homes from 500 to 2,000 feet, and a second one aimed at giving communities that ban fracking more legal protections in court.
All I know is we need to get rid of fracking. That's a big thing, I think. I just think it's not great for the environment.
So far, voters in 5 Colorado communities have placed restrictions on fracking. This July, a district court judge struck down one of those measures.
If, in fact, a city or county...
Inside a Denver high-rise office building, signature gatherer Telby Storbeck talks to workers at the commercial real estate firm Cassidy Turley.
So the ballot initiatives that I am circulating today. One is 121, which one.
Storbeck explains his measure is supported by an industry-backed group called Protecting Colorado. The measure he's promoting would prevent communities that ban fracking from accepting state oil and gas tax dollars.
So it takes away that. So it's this fairness issue.
Most workers gathered in this conference room see their jobs in real estate linked to the energy industry, including managing director Stuart Moscow.
We're as close to being activists in these type of things as possible. We have to be, because it affects our livelihood.
Moscow signed the first initiative and a second one that would require future ballot issues to have fiscal impact statements. Back on the 16th Street Mall, Veronica Canto, who we met earlier, says her interactions with signature gatherers were unhelpful.
I would say that even reading the information that they had and having them speak to me, they were both just as confusing as each other.
She says she hasn't made up her mind yet on the topic. She intends to weigh both sides of the issue, judging how it will affect her life. All she knows now is that she won't be turning to signature gatherers for help. For NPR News, I'm Grace Hood.
Bye.